This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy? Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, hour number two is upon us. Richard Battle joining us now, as he does on Wednesdays at this time. Richard, what's it like in Dallas weather-wise? Are you guys having some really good weather right now?
Well, I'm located just west of Austin on the same side of the metro area, and it's beautiful weather. So we have fall and still have some global warming here.
Actually, nothing wrong with that. Take that right. Nothing wrong with that. All right. So, hey, you know, we've talked here the last few weeks on really some great topics. We've talked leadership and what leaders can do and not do, and the good leaders versus bad leaders and all of that, which have been great topics, by the way. I've enjoyed it very much. But why don't we talk today about what you can do to accomplish things? How's that sound?
Well, that's great. And the issue is, what can you accomplish if you get a break? And this is a chapter in Navigating Life's Journey. And it honors a late friend and mentor of mine who, the first time I heard him give this speech, I was actually in college, and it was a pleasure later to become a friend, and he was a mentor. Greatest speaker I ever saw. This speech resonates with me. It's like I heard it yesterday for the very first time. And the speech title is How to Get the Breaks in Life. And so we want to talk about how people can get a break to accomplish their dreams.
Okay, so let's do that. Let's get into that, because a lot of folks want to, I'm guessing, accomplish more than they have. In fact, I think as some folks get older, they feel like, wow, I haven't accomplished near as much as what I thought I would when I was younger. Some of the goals I had have slipped by. And by the way, no one should feel bad about that, because life happens, Richard. Things happen. But I don't think it's ever, in my opinion, it's never too late to get started on whatever that dream was either.
That's absolutely true, and there are so many stories that we could share about that. But in my opinion, a dream delayed is not a dream denied. And as long as we have breath, we can chase dreams. And we never know which ones we'll catch, and we never know how much time we'll have to chase them. So if we can get a break, then we can be more successful. And if people want to write down the letters of break, B-R-E-A-K, we can go through it and
let's do it.
Share with them those ideas. And the first one is a burning desire. And so often, and I've done this, and you may have also, so often we're well-intentioned and we take off and we start an effort and we end up quitting. And sometimes we quit just before we achieve what we're trying to do. And I find when I quit, then I have regrets that hurt more and last longer than any pain of failure that I have. And we look at people like Walt Disney, Steven Spielberg, Mark Cuban, Thomas Edison, Colonel Sanders, all kinds of people. We look at their achievements, but we often miss how many obstacles they had to overcome and how hard their course was, and that if they didn't have that burning desire, we wouldn't know about them. And we don't know about the people, including our efforts, where we quit too soon.
And, you know, everything you just said, in fact, while you were talking, I just did a search real quick of, you know, people that found huge successes, you know, later in life. And one of those, by the way, which I had kind of forgotten about, was, you know, King McDonald's himself, Ray Kroc. He was 52 years old when he started down that path.
Well, I'll give you another one, and hope this doesn't delay everything else, but Laura Ingalls Wilder did not publish her first book till 65.
Wow.
She published her ninth book at 76. She died at 90 years old. 17 years after she died was when the TV show came out.
Wow.
So there was no way she knew what all would happen to
Amazing.
Her writings. And the only reason she wrote the books was because her daughter begged her to.
Amazing. Which goes to show you, you're never too old to get started, right?
That's exactly true. And we never know what impact any of our efforts may have beyond our lifetimes.
All right, let's keep going. We've got this acronym break. Keep going, Richard.
The second one is Reverisco. It's a Latin word that I've only seen one other time in all the years since I heard it the first time. And it means I flourish in adversity.
Hmm.
And we'll all experience adversity in our lives. And the question is, will we let it define us, or will we be able to go through the experience and endure it and be able to proceed chasing the dreams and goals that we want in our lives?
Unfortunately for a lot of folks, Richard, the answer is no. I hate to say this, but we've really, I feel as a nation, have gotten soft. We want to run away from adversity as much as we can. I think even as times as leaders, and we've talked about leadership here, you know, very much in the last few weeks, but even as leaders, as leadership in the country even goes, you know, we want to run away from adversity rather than hit it head on and learn from it. We've really taught people to not have it in their lives at all. We, you know, the new term for parents is no longer helicopter parents. They're now snowplow parents, clearing the path for their kids so there's no adversity whatsoever for them. That is not how you do it.
Well, that's true. And we, most of us are going to encounter adversity. And most of the most successful people have overcome adversity. And yes, you're correct. Pop culture, the media, society wants us, once we experience adversity, to quit what we're doing and become victims the rest of our lives. And the people that do that will sacrifice their souls and any opportunity to achieve. But the people who forget that discouraging message and go forward have a bright future of opportunity in front of them.
You are correct. All right, third, what do we need third?
Enthusiasm. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, nothing great was ever achieved without enthusiasm. Enthusiasm is infectious. It makes people want to join us. It makes people want to help us in our efforts. It helps us to overcome that adversity when we have an enthusiasm about what we're chasing and what we want to do.
Nobody wants to go down on a sinking ship, do they?
No, absolutely not. And the fourth A is attitude, a positive attitude. You can't accomplish anything positive with a negative attitude.
Mm.
People don't want to be around people with negative attitudes. No one wants to be around that. But yet people want to gravitate to people with a positive attitude. Teddy Roosevelt says, think you can and you're halfway there. So that is
right.
So important. Yogi Berra said it about baseball, but I think it's so true in life. He said baseball is 90% mental and the other 50% is physical. Well, I think that's the same thing about life.
I agree.
90% mental, the other is the efforts, the physical efforts. So a positive attitude is essential. And to me, the six greatest words of a dream are, I can, I will, I did.
Amen. I will also say, Richard, and kind of a segue here, not to please anybody listening, this is not a knock against some of these, because there are some really great ones of these out there. There's also some not so great ones. But Richard, what you just said a moment ago about attitude and how all that works, it's why multi-level marketing, MLMs, work so well, because typically the folks at the top are those types of individuals. They gather a lot of other individuals underneath them to do exactly the same thing. In fact, they train them to be that exact same way, and that's how they make that model work. And again, I'm not knocking it. It's just their model, and it does work in most cases.
Yes, I think that's a great example, because the people that have these qualities are successful, and the people that cannot put them together are not as successful.
Yep, you're right. It is exactly the way it is. All right, what's our last one?
Well, the last one is knowledge. And this one, to me, also reflects on our current culture, because there's this race to destroy our history. And we have the wisdom of the ages at our fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
We can learn things so rapidly, so much greater than any other generation in history. And the people that do that, not just school formal education, but self-education, ongoing learning
right.
throughout the lifetime, a broad-based learning, they will have the adaptability to meet the changes of the future, which will help them succeed in whatever their endeavors are.
Right. No, you are spot on. I continue to say, and I say this all the time, and I mean it, it's why I keep doing even the radio programs that I do, whether it's on the weekends talking about cars, Saturday morning early talking about what goes on around the house, or this program I do, you know, on a weekday basis, Richard. Every one of those that I talk about, I'm learning literally, you know, through that process and through even putting the shows together. There's not a day that goes by that I don't learn something new. I get as much out of this as the listeners do.
Well, I agree, and I learn something every day, and that makes life exciting. And the people that have quit on life and quit learning, I feel for them because yeah. there's so much opportunity there. And it doesn't have to be a radio host or a speaker or an author or anything. I mean, just to influence on kids and grandkids and great-grandkids, things like that can yep. be life-changing.
That's right.
They can be generational-changing.
That's right.
So everyone can find their purpose and things that they want to dream for themselves and their families, et cetera.
You are so right. And I think it's a good reminder, Richard, that all of us have influence. I don't care who you think you are. I don't care if you're, you know, quote-unquote, a lone ranger. You know, you've got influence no matter what. I mean, everybody knows somebody or encounters somebody. You're an influencer every day, whether you're one on, you know, quote-unquote, Instagram, Facebook, or all these. By the way, I hate that term influencer in that aspect because, frankly, Richard, everybody is. And that's why I hate that term in those particular sites because all of us are. We just don't know it.
Yes, we are. And I say that everyone's an example to someone, and the best leadership is by example. And we never know when someone is looking at us
yeah.
and seeing our example. So that's why it's so important to try to do the best we can every
yeah.
day.
That's right.
We all fall short and have to pick ourselves up. And sometimes the best examples we give is when we fall short
right.
and how we pick ourselves
right.
back up and dust ourselves off and keep going.
A reminder that I always have to remind myself of, too, Richard, to your question a moment ago, we never know when someone's watching. Well, I'm going to add something to that. There's always someone watching. Even when we're alone, believe it or not, there's someone watching, and we know who that individual actually is. So the reality is, Richard, we're never alone. We're never not, you know, far from someone watching what we're doing. If it's not God Almighty himself, everything we do is seen.
Yes, it is. And I always tell the funny story when I came home from work one day and my daughter was about two having popcorn for the first time. And she was eating, as her mother told her, one little piece at a time. And I came in and grabbed a fistful of popcorn and went in the other, stuck it in my mouth, went in the other room to change clothes. And when I came back, she was grabbing popcorn by the fistful and shoving it in her mouth. But here she was, 2 years old, and it took her a few seconds to pick up my bad example.
Doesn't take long, does it, Richard?
No, it doesn't.
That's a good story. Richard, it's always a joy having you. Give us one. I always ask, and I'm going to keep doing this, give us one example out of either of the two books you've now got out on the market that are fresh, I should say.
Well, yeah, and I think I'll mention Lewis Timberlake, and most people would have never heard his name, and he's the one that did this speech. But he was a friend of Zig Ziglar, and everyone has heard of Zig Ziglar, and I think Lewis was
yeah.
equal or better. But Lewis had contracts with Sam Walton and Drayton McLean, who owned the Houston Astros, and with IBM, and he did stuff behind the scenes, so he never got the public adulation that Zig Ziglar did. But for Lewis Timberlake, he impacted thousands of people through his lifetime, through his speaking and different efforts to motivate. He was a lifetime Sunday school teacher at a church, and he always was giving to people. In this speech, I wrote this chapter in Navigating Life's Journey to honor him because he was such an influence on my life, and I hope someone that reads it or hears about it will be impacted, which will add impact to his life.
Richard, as always, it's a joy having you. Took a little extra time today, but this is a great topic and it's something we need to be reminded of each day. And I appreciate all your time, sir, as always.
Hey, it's my pleasure. We look forward to next week, and we say God bless America.
Thank you, Richard. Appreciate it very much. God bless you as well. Roof Max is up next. Dave Hart, who, by the way, great guy. Talk to Dave on almost a daily basis. If you want somebody really to come out that's knowledgeable, look at your roof, inspect it, tell you what's going on, he is your guy. 303-710-6916, or find him on the website, rushtoreason.com.
Roof Max is the fountain of youth for your roof. 90% of roofs replaced nationwide no longer need to be replaced, which would drastically reduce the materials in the landfills and resources from our planet to manufacture new shingles. By keeping your shingles in like-new condition, RoofMax is seeing on a national level a huge increase in protection against hail and wind damage. Most shingles these days are only getting 6 to 8 years of life before they start to dry out, lose the protective granules, and experience thermal cracking. With the RoofMax treatment, you can get a lot more life out of your roof. In most cases, RoofMax will add 15 years or more, saving you thousands of dollars and drastically reducing the number of insurance claims, which helps everyone keep insurance premium costs down. Call today at 303-710-6916 to schedule your free roof assessment. And be sure to mention you heard about them on KLZ to receive $100 off your RoofMax treatment.
All right, affordable interest mortgage is next. Kurt's going to join us tomorrow, by the way, in the 5 o'clock hour. Interest rates have ticked up some. A lot of you are going to want to know how is that affecting the market, the housing market, and so on. We'll have him here to explain. In the meantime, anything you need from Kurt, 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe, too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it very much. And all of our sponsors, don't forget, they are listed on the website, klzradio.com or rushtoreason.com. So when you're there looking at podcasts and past shows and so on, don't forget to look at all the sponsors we have that make this show literally happen on a daily basis. And I am very thankful for each and every one of them, and some of them are just, you know, fabulous individuals that have worked really hard and are there to help you with whatever need you have going on. And again, I encourage you, use them. We vet them, they're there, use them. All right, I want to go back to the Ball Arena comment that I left the last hour with, and I've got other things this hour as well. By the way, if you want to call in about any topic, anything we've already talked about as well, feel free to do so. No guests I have now until 5 o'clock, so 303-477-5600. But as I said at the last of the last hour, if you missed that, didn't catch it, I've been to numerous events at Ball Arena, business-wise. I entertain some guests and do some different things that way, customers, clients, and so on. So I've been to a few events here lately. And I will say that, A, the events I've been to have required no proof of COVID negative test or vaccination. Been a couple that required that frankly I just refused to go to because I'm not going to get vaccinated, nor am I going to pay for a negative test to go to an event that, frankly, all of that has nothing to do with. You already know my feelings on that. But there are now fans. There's a Fox 31 report on this. There are fans. In fact, there's a reporter standing out. I watched the video. He stands out in front of Ball Arena talking about the mask policy and the safety health guidelines. And according to the quote-unquote Ball Arena guidelines, you're supposed to wear a mask the minute you set foot on the arena grounds. get out of the car, mask is supposed to be on. I will tell you that with the exception of maybe 1%, no one is wearing a mask outside. No one. And by the way, if they are, they're fools anyways. They're not doing it. Now, some, when they get close to the door, put a mask on, and they wear it to wherever they're going, and then they will take the mask off, and they will eat and do whatever they need to. In fact, again, this particular reporter shows pictures of the Avs game. I believe it was Tuesday night, so it'd be last night. And there was another one that was there. Let's see, I went to the Avs game on Saturday night. So the reality is, I was at the game Saturday night, and there's hardly anybody wearing a mask, which is fine by me. But this reporter is basically talking about how nobody there is enforcing the mask policy. And so he interviews a few people, of course, and I don't know where this came from, but the problem solvers from Fox 31 showed up and actually did this report. Problem solvers, go find some other problem to solve, because this isn't one. And I mean that. Go find something else to do. Stay in your own lane. And go do something else, because this is not a problem. If people want to wear a mask, they can wear one. If they don't, they don't. Big deal. End of discussion. Well, of course, they have this full-on report, and they interview a few people, and, you know, of course, they find the one or two Karens that are probably there, and basically this one particular individual says, my section sat about 25 to 30 people. I saw two masks once it filled up. This gentleman said that staff members were wearing masks but doing little to enforce it among fans. Great. Congratulations. Thank you. I'm glad they're not. I did notice Ball Arena staff, every single person had a mask on. Concession, security, ushers, everyone staff-wise had one on, but I did not see any interaction asking people to mask up. Again, no, I'm glad they're not. It's part of the reason why it's an enjoyable place to go now. Large gatherings indoors have proven to increase COVID transmissions. No, it hasn't. Again, this is a false statement coming out of Fox 31 in this article. It's not true. There's been no super spreaders that have come out of these events at all. None. Zilch. This is a false, it's a lie. It's not even a false statement, it's a flat out lie. Large indoor gatherings have proven to increase COVID transmissions with masks helping stop the spread. No, it hasn't. There's a quote from aerosol scientist Alex Huffman of the University of Denver. Masks, as they have done for the past year and a half, do a great job of reducing the amount of aerosol that comes out and reducing the amount of infectious aerosol that you breathe in. Aerosol, maybe, but as far as COVID and what you're breathing in and out, no. We've talked about this until I'm blue in the face. I'm not going down that path any longer. Masks do nothing when it comes to the spread or the not spread of COVID-19. Again, I've talked about this so many times. I've had experts on talking about it, the size of the actual germ itself, the virus itself. No, they're not. This particular gentleman from University of Denver said he's not surprised to see a mask policy in place, at least on paper. In an arena where people are shouting and screaming and being really excited about the game, that just means more aerosol is coming out. And the risk, this means that the risk in nearby areas is that much higher. Again, if you don't like what's going on there, don't go then. Stay home. You know what you're going to. You know what people are going to be doing. And by the way, it doesn't matter whether you're vaccinated or not. The person they interviewed, the Karen they interviewed, by the way, the man on the street, says he's fully vaccinated. And he's not terribly concerned about the lack of enforcement, but said it would be a rule. Or why would it be a rule if it's not going to be enforced? Well, because they have to, Mr. Karen, or Kevin in this case, I should say. They don't have any choice. All right, I know we got to take a break, but let me get Tito on before we do so. Tito, what's going on?
Hey, John, that's interesting that you bring this up, because just last week, I went to the Sheraton downtown Denver
okay.
to an event. And you're absolutely right. You know, the event organizers were telling everybody, like, you know, wear the mask, you know, even if you're vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. And even the organizers were not wearing any mask.
Right.
So I think that the reason why these businesses are complying with the dictator's orders, you know, police and his right. gang, is just to protect their businesses.
Yes, I agree.
I think that's what it's basically political at this point. And yeah, they will shut you down if your staff, you know, concessions is not wearing masks and things like that. So yeah, it's interesting what's happening, and we cannot reelect Polis. Okay, he needs to be sent home, you know, and that's basically what we need to do on the upcoming election, you know, in 2022.
You are 1,000% correct, Tito. That's exactly what needs to happen. This tyranny. And literally, folks, that's what it is. I mean, we can talk all day, Tito, about COVID and its effects, and I'll have Dr. Kelly and Steve House on tomorrow for a couple of hours to really get into depth in a lot of those things and those areas, and that's all fine, and we can continue to talk about that. But the bottom line, Tito, is what we've done here and how far they've carried this is nothing more than tyranny. They have controlled the United States of America population to the point that they should not have ever done in the first place, but we've allowed it, and it's about high time it stopped.
Exactly. And basically, they're using these mask mandates to institutionalize everything, you know,
yes,
from the way you walk to the oxygen that you breathe. So
that's right.
Here's what we need to do on these election ballots that you have to return November 2nd. Do not turn those ballots in early. Turn them in on November 2nd because the ghost votes inside the white vans are going to be available that evening. So please, conservatives, do not vote early. I've seen a
good
lot
point
of conservatives already voting too early. You do not want that because that'll give the Democrats the full advantage of knowing how much deficit they're running into.
Yep.
And have those.
They'll make it up. That's right. They'll make it
win
up. Yeah, great
exactly
point, Tito. Great
so
point.
Wise up, conservatives.
You're right, Tito. Well said. I appreciate it very much. Dell, hang tight. We'll come right back to you. Don't go anywhere. Bruce Simmons is next. He's our reverse mortgage professor. A lot of you out there could qualify for a reverse mortgage, and it actually may be the answer you've been looking for when it comes to your finances and even as a portion of your retirement alongside of Al Smith, who's coming up next as well. So both of those individuals, I'm just going to talk about them both right now, they can work in tandem in helping you get to where you need to go. Bruce can handle the reverse mortgage part of it, and then Al Smith at Golden Eagle Financial can handle how does that incorporate into what you're doing with your plan for your financial future as far as retirement goes. Get with both of them and find out how does this work? How can I incorporate these things together to get me where I need to go? That's what Bruce does. That's what Al does. Find them both at klzradio.com.
Ask Bruce Simmons to explain how a reverse mortgage line of credit could lock in your home's value. You've been hearing about the potential for housing prices to start dropping, but so far, all you've done is gain more value. A reverse mortgage line of credit eliminates the fear of decreasing home values. No matter what happens to the housing market, your reverse mortgage line of credit won't lose a penny. Let's say your value continues to increase over the next few years. No problem. Call Bruce back to refinance at the new, higher value for even more benefit. But should your home lose value, say we hit another recession like in 2008, you have the peace of mind that you still have the full amount of your line of credit guaranteed. Bruce Simmons has been doing nothing but reverse mortgages for 18 years. Ask him to explain how it works. KLZradio.com/reverse. Personalized reverse mortgage expertise.
Golden Eagle Financial goes beyond money management to help you invest your assets wisely in preparation for retirement. You may be in that tricky phase where you're still working, so you want to make sure that your wealth will continue to grow, but you're also getting close enough to retirement that you might want to consider moving some of your nest egg into safer alternative accounts where you can't lose principal but enjoy tax-free income. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial will help you balance risk and reward now before you retire to maximize your income in retirement. Financial advisors who only manage your assets don't create retirement plans. Al Smith is licensed for investments and is a fiduciary. He will help you weigh how much of your wealth to invest where your money can grow versus how much you want to keep out of the market entirely. KLZradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Lines are open, 303-477-5600. Dell, you are next.
How you doing, John?
Good, sir. Thanks for calling, Dell.
You talked about the numbers not jiving on this COVID thing. I was reading an article yesterday about the Navy's going to, the ones that don't refuse to get vaccine, they're going to get a general discharge, and they might have to pay for their training, repay the government. But anyway, they had, out of all the Navy personnel, they had 162 deaths from COVID-19, and all but 20 of them didn't take the vaccine, and the other 20 they're not sure about.
What's your prediction on all of that, by the way, given the fact that you're an ex-military man?
Well, I'm afraid I would refuse it. I got vaccinated, but I won't do the booster.
Sure.
But I did it for, because of my state of health and that.
Right.
I still haven't had any problems. I've been out, like yourself, have been out in the public doing my thing, and I've had every time I've went into VA or university for a procedure, they have you go in 2 days prior to be tested COVID, and I've had like six or seven of them, and they've all came back negative.
Well, that's good for you, and again, you bring up a great point, and that, what you just said, by the way, is going to be a factor, across a lot of different industries, because we've got a lot of vets that are in a lot of different industries, from the airline to all the travel industries to the railroads to the trucking industry, and on down the line we go, Dale. There's a lot of there's a lot of veterans, ex-military I should say, that are in, ex-military is not the right way to say it, they're veterans is what I should say. There's a lot of veterans that are in those particular jobs that are looking at this much like what you and I are, and it'll be interesting to see what happens when some of these folks actually, and the mandate's fine. Keep in mind, everybody listening, that these mandates that are being instituted by OSHA in businesses that have over 100 employees, they're not finalized yet. There's no finality to that. But yet a lot of these companies, Dell, are setting dates for around the middle of November-ish. What's interesting is some of the airlines are setting the day before Thanksgiving as their drop-dead date to actually be vaccinated, which could make for a very interesting flying season this particular Thanksgiving, if what I'm predicting happens, which I think a lot of folks are going to walk off the job. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens across the board in all these industries, knowing that these things aren't fully in effect yet. We haven't even begun to see the repercussions, in my opinion, Dell, of what's coming.
Have you seen what Travis Tritt did?
I did not see that. What did he do?
For
everybody listening, by the way, that's a country singer. So what did he do, Dell?
Yeah, but he canceled all of his the promoters and that are requiring COVID ID and all that to get in the concert. He's canceled the concert.
So he canceled the concerts in those towns or those cities that are requiring that. Good for him, by the way.
Yep.
He's a guy I would go see.
Yeah, he was on. He was talking about it on Fox 31. Tucker yesterday.
Okay. I did not. You know what? Thank you for that. I didn't know that. That's awesome. I appreciate you telling me that.
Yeah, he had quite an interview with Tucker on that, and he says we ain't doing it.
No, that's great. I'm glad. By the way, Dale, thank you very much for that update. I appreciate that very much. And it kind of goes back to what I was talking about a few minutes ago in regards to Ball Arena and what's going on there. And again, I all told you what's the concerts with Jason Aldean and Pitbull, by the way, opposite ends of the spectrum when it comes to the genre of music that they sing, and yet both of them on target with all of this COVID nonsense. I won't use the exact words they used because I can't say it on air, but they basically called it nonsense, only they used another word or two of them instead to basically talk about what's going on with COVID. And whether you like their music or not, you got to stand behind some of these folks that are out there, some of these entertainers that really are hanging it out there, to be honest with you, because they are the anomalies although I think that's starting to change. There's more and more people getting on that bandwagon in the entertainment world. But, it's rare for somebody like Pitbull in his particular genre to come out and say what he said regarding COVID and the vaccines and the lockdowns and so on. Keep in mind, he's first-generation Cuban to come to the United States of America. He knows exactly what it's like to live under communism, and he will tell you right now, we're not far from that. He said that. So I'm not making stuff up, folks. That's exactly what he said. So you got to, Dell's point a moment ago, we need to be supporting some of these individuals that are out there doing that. And I know not all of you can go out to concerts and do the things you do, but any way you can, we need to be supporting some of these entertainers that are on that side of the fence that are willing to stand up and fight for our freedoms publicly, because they can do more than we can. And we all can do our part, but they definitely can do a lot. So speaking of, maybe I should take a break here and come back and talk a little bit more in depth on this. This is all over the news. I happen to pull this off of Yahoo News just because I did a search engine search of this. But this is where it came up. The White House and the opposition to IRS snooping proposal, they claim, is driven by the top 1% of taxpayers and lazy banks. I want to delve into this in a moment because, folks, it's not too often that I feel like reaching through my computer screen and slapping someone. But if I could reach through the computer screen and give Jen Psaki a big old slap on the face and say, wake up, lady, you have no idea what's going on in life, I would. Because frankly, she has got to be one of the most arrogant individuals I've ever seen on television in my entire life. And folks, I'm not wrong when I say that. She is absolutely arrogant to the point where I can't stand watching anything she does. That's how arrogant she is. If you're someone from the left, by the way, and you like Jen Psaki, you're as sick and twisted as she is. And by the way, out of touch. What do I mean by out of touch? I'll explain when I come back in just one moment. If you want to chime in on Jen Psaki, give me a call. 303-477-5600. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is coming up next. I got a text message in asking, hey, what does a hybrid system cost for a house? And by the way, I know I can't answer that. And I also know that even Eric from Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, who's in charge of that division for them, can't answer it either without looking at what you've got. You would have to look at where would the boiler go, what kind of zones do you need, how do they do the install, and so on. So it's very, very, it would be impossible to even give out any kind of a ballpark figure on what it costs to do that until knowing your exact situation. That's where they come into play. Have them come out, look at your setup, look at your house, find out exactly how that would work, and they'll give you that direct answer. It's really that simple. Find them at klzradio.com. Ask about the Absolute Advantage membership when you call 720-526-0231.
This is probably the only winter that Absolute Electrical Heating and Air will recommend replacing your furnace early rather than repairing it. They want to protect you from weeks without heat. Because Absolute Electrical Heating and Air only sends technicians to your house, not salespeople, they normally prefer to fix your furnace. They enjoy the fun of problem solving, getting an old furnace back in working order. They will gladly come back again and again to repair your furnace, extending its life and saving you the expense of a replacement. This winter, however, Absolute Electrical Heating and Air is one of very few HVAC companies with furnaces still in stock. Right now, your old furnace is working fine because it's not very cold outside. As soon as the temperatures drop dramatically, and you know that could happen any day, your furnace will need to work a lot harder to heat up your house. That's when it could die. Replace your furnace now. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Before you sell a house, you clean up the front to maximize the sale price with curb appeal. Before you sell a business, you get organized so buyers can see their potential earnings clearly. Buyers want to purchase an investment, not a job. To make your company more attractive to a buyer, your business needs to run smoothly without you. Hire John Rush as your personal business coach before you sell to maximize your profits. Email John at rushtoreason.com for one free session.
Now back to Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. This show, by the way, has gone by really, really fast. First hour was quick. We're already down to about 15 minutes left of this hour as well. So if there's something you want to chime in about, feel free to do so. We'll have a guest at the top of the hour. So if you want to call me now and chime in, feel free, 303-477-5600. Brandon Smith's going to join us at the top of the hour. And his topic is, if you don't respect my freedoms, I don't respect your pronouns. You can kind of guess where that's going. But I want to talk about this comment made by Jen Psaki, who I said a moment ago has got to be one of the most arrogant individuals in that position that I've ever seen. Charlie says, well, the liberals would probably say the same thing about some of our Republican counterparts, although I don't know that I've ever known anybody to just be as, I don't know, just her demeanor, her facial expressions, everything. She just looks at you like, you're a total moron. I know everything. Shut up. Well, and here's an example. The White House is contending opposition to its tax enforcement proposal targeted at amounts as small as $600. In other words, that amount we've talked about in shows past where they want the banks to be reporting on all individuals that have transactions and or accumulations above that, and they just want reporting coming out of the bank on most everybody. Really, anybody with a bank account, for the most part, they want to know about. They say it's based on banks being too lazy to deal with the extra paperwork. First of all, let me deal with that one. As much as I, how should I say this? I love some banks, and I don't love some banks. I think some banks do some really, some banks do a really great job of everything they do, customer service and so on. Other ones, they're just huge banks, and they do what they need to do to get by, and I get that. But I think in all cases, saying they're too lazy to deal with extra paperwork is being very, very, very harsh and unfair. That's our current White House administration, though. So it's not fair to say that they're too lazy. They also say that the tax enforcement measures are aimed at helping pay, this is a true statement, by the way, for President Joe Biden's social welfare and climate spending package. So they're trying to figure out how to collect more taxes because of his programs. The focus is on the wealthy rather than people with small bank accounts, according to the White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. Quote, it should not be lost on anyone that the loudest opposition to these proposals and the biggest ad spending against them is from the biggest banks, who simply do not want to be bothered by additional reporting on inflows and outflows, Psaki said on Monday. I would note that the top 1% is responsible for $163 billion a year in owed but unpaid taxes, she added. By the way, that's a claim that cannot be substantiated. There is no proof that the top 1% are still responsible for another $163 billion a year. She says, let's be clear about this. It's about big banks deciding to protect the wealthiest Americans. By the way, that's a flat-out lie. Bruce and, or Brent, I should say. Brent and Aurora, you're next.
Hello, John. I listen to you every day. And
thank you.
Appreciate your show.
Thank you.
One of the things that frustrates me, I'm also a veteran for 24 years. I served time in Vietnam.
Thank you.
And the thing that frustrates me is, why do they always talk about spending more money and the debt ceiling? Why don't they stop about cutting the debit to balance the budget?
No, they don't. They don't. And the same thing's happening in, all across even our state right now. I had some ballot measures from the El Paso County area sent in to me today where they're essentially asking for the same thing. Instead of giving the Tabor refund back, we want a ballot measure that says we can keep that to go do X. To your point, Brent, local, small, or large federal doesn't make any difference. The government will just continue to waste your money until we tell them they can't anymore.
We need to do that. So I listened to you yesterday, and on the measures that are coming up, I agree with exactly how you decided to vote on that.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Brent, very much. And thank you for your service. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening as well. The last measure I did get some feedback yesterday on where there was a, I believe it was, hang on, I can tell you really fast just to make sure I recap that. I don't have time to unpack that like I'd like, but I will at a later date. I've got to do some more research. But on Proposition 120, I'm still a yes on that one, while there's others out there saying, well, it doesn't really mean what it says. Well, and just real quick, because the legislature passed some legislation ahead of this proposition, in my belief, to head off this particular measure. They did some word changing of what residential housing means and so on. I'm still a yes on this, and the reason I am is because, A, I don't think what the legislature did was even legal. Number two, I would still say yes just because of what's going on. Even if it sticks, if their bill and their law that passed sticks and this doesn't make any huge changes, it still changes enough where I would still be a yes. But I'm also one to say that I don't think what the legislature did was legal. I think there'll be some lawsuits and some fights over that, because legislature can't come out today and pass a law based upon what they feel a proposition from us as citizens will be tomorrow. That's not how the system works, folks. They can't do that. A proposition is a vote by the people. It's not done legislatively, and it's really what the people want. I don't feel like they have the ability to then change the rules ahead of time to make a proposition essentially different or invalid based upon what they did prior. I got to get some experts on to talk more about that, because there's a lot more depth to that than it's way above my pay grade. But on the surface, reading what I did last night and looking that over, I don't feel like what they've done there it's not correct. It's typical what the left does. They're trying to head something off at the pass that they didn't want to have done in the first place. So they tried to change the rules ahead of time. I don't think what they did is legal, and I guarantee you, would be pretty sure that that's going to be challenged. So, back to Jen Psaki in her comments that the top 1% of taxpayers are still responsible for $163 billion a year. Now, real quick, the Biden administration in this next round of, I can't even call it infrastructure because it's not, the next round of social welfare that Biden and his team wants to put out is $3.7 trillion. We're going to talk more about that with Scott Garlis at the bottom of the 5 o'clock hour, but it's $3.7 trillion. So unless my math is off, $1 trillion is 1,000 billions. Even if Jen Psaki is right, which I'm sure she's not, but even if she's correct that the top 1% needs to pay another $163 billion a year, and by the way, that won't be a net of $163 billion, because what they're planning on doing with hiring IRS agents and so on to do all of the things they want done to collect the $163 billion, it's not a $163 net to the U.S.'s, to the United States of America's budget, if you would, or income, because there'll be outflow to go against that. But let's just say that that 163 does come in. I don't think it would, but let's say it does. Going back again to the $3.7 trillion they want to spend, most likely will be, Manchin's already said he's not going to do anything unless it gets down around 1.5. He's kind of the key vote in all of this. Again, we'll talk about this with Scott Garlis later. But let's just say that it's at face value of $3.7 trillion. I'm just going to use $1 trillion. It's 1,000 billions, $1 trillion. Charlie, unless my math is off, I've got to add another, two zeros to the 163 to get into the, no, I got to add another zero to get into the 163. So I've got to add roughly that 163, I've got to add about, 850 of those? Is that right? Or 85 of those? I got to do the math. Hang on. I can't do this in my head. Give me 1 second here. So for 1,000 divided by 163, we need 6 of those. I do that right to get to it? Yeah, we need 6 of those. So that $163 billion, to get to the $1,000 billion, which is a trillion, we need 6 years of that. Actually, it's close to 7. To get to the 3.7, multiply that by 3, we now need 7 times 3 is 21 years of that $163 to even come close to matching the $3.7 billion the White House wants to spend. Folks, as you can see, that math doesn't work. And again, this is not about, taking money from the 1% and or the having the banks do more recording to make sure that we get the money collected to pay for this $3.7 trillion debacle that the White House is putting out. This is all about shaking you and I down. This has nothing to do with shaking down the 1%, by the way. Just make sure you understand that. No matter what Jen Psaki says, This is not about collecting $163 billion from the top 1%. Because even if they did, like I just said, we're 21 years away from even catching up to the $3.7 trillion. Now, I realize there's other things that they will have money coming in on to offset the $3.7 trillion. But as a government always is, and the feds especially, it will get worse than the $3.7 trillion anyways. The deficit will continue to increase. And my 21 years is probably way off based on all of that. Bottom line, you're not going to pay for that quote-unquote infrastructure proposal coming out of the White House by doing what they want to do with the IRS and the banks. That's the bottom line. She's lying to you and making you think that's the case. And by the way, it's not going to fly. Even among Democrats, it's not flying. So that will get revamped. It's already being done as we speak. I think you're going to see something different than the 10K cap we currently have. And I guarantee you they're going to have the banks watching out and doing more than what they're currently doing when it comes to your personal and or business bank account. Mark my words on that one. Time will tell what that will be, but it's not going to be like it is today, so be ready for that one. More to come on that in future shows. I'll get into some of that for those of you that have businesses and or want to be more protective of your personal finances. I'll give you some tips on how you can do that. Novus Auto Glass, folks, is next. And they can fix your windshield, chip, crack, you name it. They can do it all, plus replace the entire windshield if needed. All of that they can do under insurance. They work with every insurance provider as well. Now, what I will tell you right now is, like every other industry, there are shortages. There's going to be shortages. So do not delay getting your windshield replaced. If it's bad now, fix it now. Do not wait. Get it done now, because the other thing is prices are going to go up as well. Even if you have insurance, that could have an effect there as well. So find them at rushtoreason.com/novus, or get those free windshield bandages by going to klzradio.com.
Modern windshields help protect the occupants of your vehicle in the event of a collision, so quality counts. In today's vehicles, your windshield has become a structural component of your car. The glass requires a specific amount of pressure to keep your windshield from literally popping out during impact. Even the quality of the resin that glues your windshield to your frame can make a difference. Since they invented windshield repair in 1972, Novus Auto Glass has continued to perfect their technique. Unlike most of their competitors, Novus can repair cracks up to a foot long without sacrificing the integrity of your windshield. Industry-wide delays in the supply chain have forced manufacturers to limit the quantity of glass they sell to individual shops, so you may need to wait longer for a new windshield. The sooner you contact Novus Auto Glass, the better chance you have at saving money with a repair. Contact a Novus location near you at klzradio.com/glass.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, one more thing that I will not going to have time to talk about today. I'll probably do it tomorrow with Dr. Kelly and Steve House. Charlie sent me an article out of CNN where it talks about this top, whatever, 10 list of doctors giving out misinformation on COVID. Well, right in that particular article, CNN says there's only been 2 or 3 recorded deaths from vaccines, which, by the way, is a flat-out lie, which means I would disregard the rest of what the entire article says, given the fact they can't even be honest there. Typical CNN. We'll be back. Hour 3 is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.